Hey, this is Jodie. Just been watching the news and again feeling completely overwhelmed. Everything is focusing again on North Queensland and the imminent arrival of Cyclone Yasi. Yasi has been upgraded to a Category 5 tropical cyclone, which is the highest category, I believe, available. This will produce winds up to, they say, 300, 295 to 300 kilometers per hour. Just to give you an idea, I'm of the understanding that Hurricane Katrina, which hit the US a couple of years ago, produced winds up to 340 kilometers per hour. So it's up there. It's close. It's quite horrific because we're watching with all the technology we have, people can video things from their phone and email them across the world. We're watching this drama unfold, which only 5 weeks earlier we were watching the devastating floods that hit Queensland, and they're copping it again. And remembering too, this is off the back of an extremely long drought. So they've had years of drought, absolutely horrendous rain and flood, and now we're looking at the horrific nature of Cyclone Yasi, which is due to hit the coast in about 5 hours. And it's the feeling of helplessness. It's overwhelming to see it, and it reminds me too of the Victorian bushfires a few years ago, to watch this devastation unfold and not be able to do anything about it. You, Mother Nature at its most powerful, or her most powerful, and not being able to stop it, assist people, or even to help protect people. It's an awful feeling, and I cannot begin to imagine what the people going through all of this are feeling. And I hope they're all safe and they come out of this okay. But it also leaves us in shock. It's a terrible feeling. It's like watching, I guess, car accident and the shock of that. It's awful. But yeah, it's covering the news now, and that's all we're going to see, I guess, until it hits the coast. And look, we're behind everybody 110%, if that's at all possible. Probably not. But we wish we could just put out a hand and stop Yasi. I wish Yasi was a willy willy. That's an Australian term for a dust storm. I just wish it was a dust storm passing through. But no, it has to be the most horrendous tropical cyclone since 1918 or something, and then before that, never recorded before. And fine, it's a tropical area. We are meant to expect these types of things. As in the outback, we are expected to basically put up with bushfires because it's a part of nature. But Mother Nature, when she unfolds and ruffles her feathers, we're in the way, and it's frightening.